rock and roll generation.
Rock and roll music. Sweet groovy music.
1963.
Love you.
Variety was the spice of life in the musical year of 1963. The Motown sound got heavier and more things came out of Detroit. Newer groups and personalities from the Detroit area popped up with hit after hit on the charts. Martha and the Vandellas.
Say yeah.
The Miracles.
Say yeah.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
And others.
If everybody had a
well-worn words of Horace Greeley, the rock and roll generation went west. The Beach Boys were the top group of the year, riding the crest of a wave of surf music. Even Jan and Dean joined the ebb and flow. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963.
Say yes! Say yes! Say yes!
Stevie Wonder, that's the years he came on the scene, man. Stevie came on the scene with Fingertips Part 2, and boy, what a gigantic song it was. We had a gig with him down in South Carolina. We were down at a station called WZOO, believe it or not, Big Wilson. And we were under the name of Tom Nathan Tyler down there. The station was affectionately called The Zoo in Spartanburg, South Carolina, back in 1963. Well, anyway, that's a little bit of our trivia. Big Wilson here in 1963 in the rock and roll generation on radio number one. Music time, 3:20.
WPGC, much more music.
From 1963, this record released in August, the 17th of August. Position number 4 was the highest it ever reached on the charts.
Position that ever reached in the charts in that year of 1963 after being released in August was position number 4, and it stayed on the charts for 14 weeks. And now a song from Big Wilson on radio number 1 at WPGC at 324, which was a gigantic thing, man, just an absolute monster. The fellow was a disc jockey in Ohio, and he decided to go into sort of like country pop recording, and he made it pretty darn good the first time out. The guy's name was Bobby Bear. And the song, all about Detroit City. Position 16 was the highest it ever reached. Stayed on the charts for 12 full weeks.
I wanna go home. Thank you.
city. From the letters that I write, they think I'm fine. But by day I make the cards, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines. 'Cause you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City. And after all these years, I find I've just been wasting my time. I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride. Go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home.
Former disc jockey out of the state of Ohio decided to turn singer and sort of on the country pop field, came up with Detroit City. Big was it here with this hour of the rock and roll generation, and 1963 being the year, and rap with them, man. That's all they want to do. They want to talk to you, man. They want to find out about your interests, and you can find out about them, and that creates a whole lot of understanding between the two of you, and that's a pretty good darn way to be. Big Wilson Music Time, 329.
WPGC AM and FM Morning Side.
In 1963, a young lady got into the music biz just to fool around with it as a hobby. She was more or less a millionaire, believe it or not. I guess the term would be millionaires. She was the heir or part heir, I suppose, to the Reynolds Tobacco Company fortune. And her dads and uncles and sisters and aunts and everybody was into the company. And she was growing up, and she decided, you know, rather than depend on my millions and skillions of Reynolds Tobacco Company money, I want to sing. And that year she had a number one hit single. Leslie Gore, the millionaires who decided not to take all their money all at once anyway. She decided to sing and play games and different things like that. The top songs of 1963, now this is overall for the entire year. The top five were Limbo Rock by Chubby Checker, Go Away Little Girl by Steve Lawrence, which is the thing that Donny Osmond had out just about a month or so ago, Into the World by Skeeter Davis, Blue Velvet by Bobby Vinton was number four, and Telstar, an instrumental by the Toronados, was number five. That's overall for the entire year of 1963. This certainly had to be the novelty song of 1963, or one of the few. Unquestionably, certainly one of the funniest. Ray Stevens.
A strange thing happened the other night. You won't believe it, but I swear it's true. Harry the hairy ape made his escape from the city zoo. And in the cover of a darkness, he made his way to the middle of a municipal park. And hid in the bushes and waited for somebody to come walking along by himself in the dark. Then along comes somebody not suspecting nothing. Had jumped out the bushes all of a sudden. Beat on his chest. Jump up and down and he say, which is the hairy ape talk for Boo, I bet you I scared you, ha ha. Scared that poke cat so bad his eyes bugged out, his hair turned white. He went off to the municipal park screaming and hollering, ran down the shrubbery, digging up the lawn, knocked down the keep off the grass sign, run through the hurricane fence and fell in a municipal swimming pool and drowned himself. Oh. Well, the hairy thought this were the funniest thing that he had ever seen. And he laughed, jumped back in the bushes, got ready to do it again. The next guy that come along was a nearsighted local DJ. Just bobbing down the sidewalk on his way to work with a box of records under his arm that he was gonna play. So he come, not suspecting nothing. Had jumped by the bushes all of a sudden. Beat on his chest. Jump up and down and he say, which is Harry Ape talk for Boo, I bet you I scared you, ha ha. Man, that radio announcer didn't even bat an eye. He was so nearsighted he thought Harry was a rock and roll singer. So he give him the old glad hand, slap him on the back, smile and say, no way, man, I'm gonna play the record. Then he say bye. Bopped on off down the sidewalk and four, five steps, he stopped and do a little mashed potatoes. Harry just stood there watching until he got out of sight. Man, he didn't know what to think. I mean, it really shook him up and he run back to his cage as fast as he could go and jump up on his little swing, put both hands over his eyes and didn't look for 3 hours and 45 minutes. But that's not the end of our story. No, here's what happened. Well, the DJ played Harry's record. What record? Shut up, it was a hit and he became a star. He got him some tight britches, got him a manager, went on a promotion tour, combed his hair back and took up playing the guitar. And every Sunday afternoon you can go and see Harry at the zoo. And the girls will scream and he'll sit on his swing and pick and sing his hit record for you.
One of the novelties of 1963, Ray Stevens, who just recently, about a year or two back, had a summertime replacement television show. And he was just beginning to emerge then. That was about 1 year after his previous gigantic all-time smash of Ahab the Arab. And I think you probably remember that. That was 1962. How does the rock and roll generation work? Each and every hour is a different year. And it just consecutively goes, and it continues to start over and over again. So it'll come on different times of the day, night, so it'll cover everybody and any time of the clock, so you're bound to get it. You know, the whole thing goes from 1954 through 1971. Big Wilson right here, WPGC.
WPGC.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963.
Hey, hey, father.
Love ballads were big that year.
The musical move continued to move westward to the land of the rising sun. Japanese star Kayu Sakamoto socked it to him with his big hit of Sukiyaki. From the land of the rising sun, music moved to the land of Hanalei. where we met a very, very strange character.
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Thus, Peter, Paul, and Mary and their folk rock sound of Puff the Magic Dragon sowed yet another seed, a seed that was to grow into today's underground sound. Lyrics of the song reportedly had to do with the world of drugs. Peter, Paul, and Mary also laid the seed of the protest song with their Blowin' in the Wind. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963. In January, the very opening of that year, the Rooftop Singers and Walk Right In. The year is 1963 in the rock and roll generation.
Hey, hey, Paula, I wanna marry you. Hey, hey, Paula, no one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. Paula, I can't wait no more for you. My love, my love.
Hey!
Paula. Big Wilson and music on the rock and roll generation in the year 1963. Music time, 14 in front of 4.
WPGC Music.
Every drummer that was worth his salt after this song came out picked it up very quickly and knew it. The Safaris and Wipeout. Gigantic instrumentals of 1963. Wipeout by the Safaris. Every drummer in the nation who was in any kind of a band all of a sudden learned that song, and you know, millions of people at hops and things began to request it all across the nation too. 1963 is the year of the rock and roll generation. Big Wilson at WPGC at 12 minutes before the 4 o'clock hour. Here's a song that was introduced in September 21st, matter of fact, of 1963, was on the charts for 15 weeks and was a number one song in 1963. Jimmy Gilmore, The Fireballs, and Sugar Shack. The follow-up to this was Daisy Petal Picker.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks. And everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Just a coffee house and it's made out of wood. Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, baby, to that Sugar Shack. Oh, there's this cute little girlie, she's a working there. A black leotard's and her feet are bare. Some trash. You can understand why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, baby, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to that Sugar Shack. Oh, yes, to that Sugar Shack. And now that Sugar Shack queen is a married to me, yeah. We just sit around and dream of those old memories. Just me and her, yes, we're gonna go back to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, whoa, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to our Sugar Shack.
One of the songs, one of the few songs that had the privilege of being on the top rung of the ladder, number one, or as they used to call it, some disc jockeys, the heavyweight champion, or the knocked out nifty in the top, the way up there where the air is rare, you know, whatever they called it. Beck Wilson here, WPGC, in the year of 1963, during the rock and roll generation, 9 minutes before...
WPGC, more music power!
Hey, you know, when loyalty to one's high school was really a big thing, this was probably the most gigantic song that people were influenced by.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It is number one in the state.
Hey, hey, take it away! Get
so
that ball and fight!
Your school.
Influence in the year 1963, and they went sort of high school-y, if there is such a term, but, you know, it's not as big as it was in those days as far as loyalty to your high school. You know, it just ain't where it's at, friends, today, but then it was a big, big thing. You know, whatever your colors were, gold and green, or, you know, black and blue, which meant usually you had a pretty bad football team, but that was the song. You know, everybody was grooving to that because it represented the loyalty that a lot of people had to their high schools. Do you remember a television show called The Outer Limits? You may have seen it recently in syndication. Well, the Marquettes had an instrumental out that was big during that year. They got sued over it and had to change the title. It started out as Outer Limits, and then they had to have a O-U-T with an A in the middle, and out of, and they never did finally settle on what it was, but I don't think they made any money off of it. It was a big seller, but they were in court most of the whole year over the whole thing. Beck Wilson, fun time. 6 before 4.
WPGC means music.
A brother and sister combination, 1963, in the rock and roll generation, Nino Tempo and April Stevens. An old, old song, redone, new style, Deep Purple.
Still.
Nelson and the Rock and Roll Generation in 1963 at WPGC, radio number one. We're going to talk next about a very popular black artist in his day who created a dance, and it's going to be a dance that was pretty widely known, done very, very well by the black people, done probably not quite as well, but done pretty good by the white people, you know, because the blacks really originated a lot of the original dances in those days.
To feel refreshed anytime, any place.
WPGC AM and FM Morningside.
The black artist we were talking about, Marvin Gaye. He created a dance. Put your thumb up in the air. You started to hitchhike.
I'm going to Chicago. That's the last place my baby can stay.
The continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963. The Four Seasons were a very popular group that year. The novelty of the year was by an emerging television comedy writer who was trying to become a comedian. Hello, Mother and Hello, Father by Alan Sherman. Just around the corner, everything was about to break loose. The seeds planted in a cavern in Liverpool, England, had reached maturity and were about to blossom forth. The English soon would pay their American cousins another visit. This visit was the music that was to be heard around the world. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963.
Donna, Donna, the prima donna, 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 the prima donna,
broke my heart.
Donna, Donna, the prima donna,
where a
Donna, Donna, the
prima donna, think she's smart.
The prima donna.
I met a girl a month ago. I bought
are the Giants in the year 1963. 1964 is right around the corner. That, of course, is the Beatle explosion. I don't think we have to tell you that, but there are other elements in that year, and we'll get to them just momentarily. Big Wilson and Fauna, WPGC Radio.
Rape, subway, spending. These are the WPGC newsmakers. It's 71 degrees.